We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
About 10 minutes left in the show. Christian Albright joins us now, Ball State's senior outside linebacker, rush end. You came through with a couple tackles for loss and a sack on Wednesday night. How'd you feel you played?
I felt I played pretty good, you know, trying to pick up on what I did last year and just really help out the team in any way I could and just help out the defense and just go out there and play how I know how to play.
We talked after practice, and you said you'd gotten stronger in the offseason by literally lifting bags of charcoal. What did you do with bags of charcoal at home?
Doing a lot of floor press and stuff. I was out in my backyard just doing floor press and stuff, trying to do squats within variations of squats to try and work on my legs. So it was tough, but I feel like it worked out.
How heavy a bag of charcoal is this?
I'm not sure. I'd have to ask my dad, but I think it might have been...
Like heavy enough?
Yeah, it was heavy enough to get some good work in.
Like how many reps would you have to do to get tired?
I'd have to do a lot, probably like upwards of 20 to 30 reps to get tired on one set.
How long were you out there every day?
I'd say at least about an hour every day just doing different variations of lifts and stuff, trying to just work and stay strong.
You said logs, too.
Yeah.
What did you do with logs?
Same thing. Okay. Squats, trying to do some presses with them, lunges and stuff, just stuff to add weight, and I'd switch it up if I was getting bored.
You weren't, like, splitting logs with axes and things?
Oh, no. I wasn't doing that.
Okay. I don't know how, like, Georgia we were talking, if you were, like, out, like, chopping down trees or if we were more like Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm in the suburbs.
Let's talk about Anthony Ekpe a little bit because you two form what looks like a dynamic duo. How much easier does it make your life having a guy like that and like Jordan, the way that he played, on the opposite side of you?
I say it makes it a lot easier for me because I know if I need a breather, I need to come out, and I know it's a good backup coming in, and he's going to come in and pick up right from where I left off and going to make some plays as well. And then Jordan, he did his thing too, even though he didn't get any sacks, but I know his time will be coming. He'll definitely get some on this season.
Why did you feel like you guys were, as a unit, successful? Like, what did you do differently as a defensive front this year that worked?
I'd say just going – well, really it started, I'd say, in October, just – focusing more on pass rushing and finding ways to affect the quarterback. I feel like that helped us a whole lot. And then just going out and doing it on Wednesday just finally brought it to the game field.
What's the key to a pass rush, though? Because I feel like it's one thing to say, like, yeah, we're going to go get the quarterback. But obviously there's 5 300-pound men in front of you.
Yeah.
What is the trick to getting around them and consistently affecting the quarterback and being able to do it with three or four as opposed to bringing a blitz every time?
I would say it starts in the film room, really just trying to watch film and diagnose their weaknesses throughout the week, and then going out there on the practice field and working on what you think can beat them, and then going out on the game and just bringing your practice keys to the field, going out and executing.
Christian Albright joins us, Ball State outside linebacker. I'm glad you brought up film, because talking to Tyler Stockton today, your defensive coordinator, he said if you go back and look at Christian's sack, he changed his stance before the snap because he recognized it was going to be a pass. So when you look back at the play that you had the sack, is that all film room? And, hey, I knew what I was going to see so that I was able to go execute.
Yeah, I would say it was film room. And really, I seen his stance. It was a tip in his stance that gave it away. I was like, I think this is going to be a pass. And I seen the formation, too. And I was like, yeah, if this is a pass, I'm going to get a great get off and work my hands. And then I got home.
Do you just sell out in a moment like that? You're like, you know what? I think I know what this is going to be. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. But you know what? I think I'm right. So let's go.
Yeah, basically. I mean, now that I've gotten older, I feel like I can trust my instincts more because I've gotten enough snaps under my belt. So I feel like if I see something, I don't have to be scared to actually go and try and execute what I saw, so I can just go out there and play more freely.
That's an interesting point. If you had put yourself in that same position, the guy gives you a tell like he did, but you were a freshman, would you have made that adjustment?
I probably wouldn't have. I probably would have just stayed and did the same thing that I was supposed to do within the defense. But I feel like now that I'm, like I said, now that I'm older, when I get tells like that, I know what's coming. I can play better.
When did you feel like you had that confidence? How much football did you need for that to click?
I would say probably after my sophomore year, because that was my first year playing outside linebacker. So it was still fairly new, some of the stuff. But then I would say my junior year, I started recognizing more and more stuff. And then senior year now, I feel a lot more comfortable out there on the edge.
Christian Albright is with us, Ball State senior outside linebacker. Detroit or bust is your guys' motto as a team. Obviously, there's only six games. It's a sprint, so you're behind the eight ball a little bit. Even though you played well in week one, a loss is a loss. How does that affect the mentality of you guys as a team and the way that you have to approach the next five games and the margin for error that it creates?
It definitely hurt, but Miami, they're on the eastern side, so that doesn't really affect our chances of getting to the MAC championship as much. So
sure.
We know we still got to come out there and win our games in the Western Conference to try and get to Detroit still.
How do you feel about that?
We feel great. We feel, even though we lost last week, we still feel great. We still feel like we're a great team, which we are, and we know we can still accomplish all of our goals.
As I said, there was enough positive that, result aside, you had, like, did you wake up Thursday? Obviously, you're not happy because you lost, but were there, like, did you have moments where you're like, you know what, I feel good about the fact we did X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, I definitely did. You know, going back and watching the film, there was a lot of good things we did on film defensively, and I'm sure offensively as well. But defensive-wise, I know it's some stuff we can clean up that can take us to the next level and really get us to where we need to be.
How much did not having Bryce out there impact you guys?
That definitely hurt. You know, Bryce like the quarterback of our defense, basically. He's real smart, and he does a great job communicating out on the field. You know, some guys might be a little confused or something, and Bryce is out there yelling stuff out, so you might get some tips or something from him. So Bryce, it definitely hurt having him out.
What kind of role was he on the sideline, though? Was he still active?
Oh, yeah, he definitely was. He was talking to us every time we came to the sideline.
What'd he say?
He just telling us, well, really talking to the back end guys, but when we start messing up as a defense, he'd bring us all up and tell us that we just need to pick it up and really just go back to doing what we know how to do.
Have you become a little bit more of a vocal leader as time has gone on?
Yeah, I would say I'm definitely more vocal than my freshman and sophomore years now, just being more comfortable around my teammates and just feeling like I'm in that role and I have to be a leader. So I definitely feel more comfortable and being more vocal.
It's the voice of Christian Albright, Ball State senior linebacker. What's your major?
Psychology.
What do you want to do with it?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I would kind of like to go into sports psychology after college is over, but I'm still not 100% sure on that.
Have you gotten into it as a player, like the psychology of sports and doing some sports psychology-related stuff for yourself?
Yeah, I definitely have. We had Dr. Carr with us last year, and I think the year before that, he did a lot of sports psychology stuff with us, just visualization and like making sure you know how to calm yourself down and stuff and get yourself mentally locked in for a game.
I was going to say, is there something from class that you've taken with you that's helped on the field?
Definitely. I feel like just some of the ways, like, you know, how you just try to calm yourself down and you know, like, why your brain feels certain ways in some situations and stuff. I feel like I can take that to the field as well, so that definitely
helps.
That's
very science-y.
Yeah.
Christian, thanks for coming by, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
For Christian Albright, Justin Hall, head coach Mike New, my name is Joel Gaudette. It's Monday Night with the Red and White. We'll see you next week.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.